Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good morning. Good morning, hello.
You're right.
Hello, sorry, suddenly got really itchy. Fuck. Hello, and welcome back to Should I Delete That?
You're a mess. I'm Emma Thompson.
God, I've suddenly got really itchy. I'm going to kick us off with an embarrassing story.
Are you a monkey? Have you got fleas?
Possibly. I do let the dog sleep in the bed, so everyone tells me that I will get fleas. Possibly.
But she doesn't have fleas.
No, she doesn't have fleas, actually. So, yeah, we're probably okay.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. She's probably giving us something else, though, but I don't care. I still want to sleep with her. Why did that sound weird? I'm going straight into the story. Right, everyone leave me alone. Midwife asked me to have a lie down on the bed. Sorry. And I thought she just wanted me to have a lie down or test out the bed. So I said, no, thank you. If I lay down, I'll never get up again. And she was like, oh, I actually need you to lay down so I can do your measurements and stuff. And a few minutes later, she said, nobody's ever said no before.
They do say, would you like to take a seat on the bed? No, thank you.
No, thanks. I'm okay.
I hate being a human. It's so bizarre.
I've got another embarrassing story. It's our favourite kind of embarrassing story.
Okay, good.
What do you know what I mean by that? What's it involved?
Did she shit herself?
It involves poo.
Classic.
I just listened back to an old pod with yourselves from 2022.
Oh, God, don't even know.
We're different people.
Yeah,
didn't
judge us by that.
That we said. And it had a lot of poo talk in it. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So much so you guys addressed it. Okay. Yeah.
I hate being perceived and I hate commentary on this. There's all sorts wrong with this email.
I also think you guys are a bit witty. No, just joking. But I made that up. Bearing this in mind, I thought I'd send you something poop related that happened this week.
Oh, good.
I do a weekly deep clean of our house as my boyfriend and I are generally quite terrible with upkeep.
What a fucking hero. A weekly deep clean.
A weekly deep clean.
I love that about you. We'd seasonal. And by that, I mean one season every 10.
Neurospicy individuals. Love that.
That's awesome,
like,
isn't it?
Neurodiverse. I like that. Neurospicy. I was cleaning the bathroom as normal. We have a lovely industrial-style bathroom stand from Next, in brackets Spenny. I usually reload it every weekend, ready for a working week. Oh my God, what I'm about to say. I don't even think I can say it.
Oh no.
Okay. I usually reload it every weekend, ready for a working week. I was reloading it when on a pack of facial wipes, I discovered a poo nugget. And then in capitals, a poo nugget.
Yeah.
Horrified, I called my boyfriend in, like, what the actual fuck?
Oh, no.
We've had a few incidents before of him targeting my Lou Fresh discs, etc.
With him doing what?
Targeting my Lou Fresh discs. What does that mean?
Targeting?
My Lou Fresh discs, etc.
Discs, like a CD, like a D-I-S-C.
I don't know, Lou Fresh discs.
Is it how we're spelling disc?
Like a, yeah, like a...
Disc, Lou Fresh discs. Targeting? With what? Okay, continue.
That aside, okay. So I'll be honest, we both presumed it was him because of the Lou Fresh discs.
Whatever the Lou Fresh discs are.
He was mortified, clearly.
Well, fucking clearly. If you've had to assume that it's him because of this past behaviour.
Alex called you in and said, you've left a poo nugget on the pack of facial
wipes.
There's
an unclaimed poo nugget.
Sorry, I don't understand
in our
how this
industrial
happens.
Drawer.
How does it,
it must be you.
How does it come from the loo to the... I don't understand.
I have a
Let's
fun,
keep going.
Okay.
Because we've had a few poop incidents, essentially, I wondered if his arsehole was in the correct place or offset, upside down. So I've been asking.
So there's a possibility. Hang on, how close is the industrial draw to the loo.
Do you remember when you, or I messaged someone, me or you messaged someone to ask if they'd come on the podcast? It was me. It was me. And I messaged them. They didn't follow me. I messaged them. Yes. And I said, hi there, how are you?
Yes.
And then went to send another yes. one. And it said, no, no, you can only send one. They have yes. to accept your invitation. Yes. So I was obviously mortified. Yes. Like, how embarrassing. Yes. She's just said, can I add embarrassing moment to not realise you have to be accepted for a message invitation? So for, I'm not sure how long, but for a good amount of time, she was cut off there.
Okay.
She was cut off with, I wondered if his arsehole was in the correct place or upside down.
Okay. And still, I have so many questions.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Hopefully we find our answers here. Basically, to finish the original story, I've been asking to see his bum hole to see if it's in the wrong place. As to why we were having a poop accident, he so far has declined.
How many accidents is he having? Where are they ending up?
The other night we were watching TV and my cat came running into the room acting weird with a poo nugget still attached to him. Turns out he's taken a liking to one of my houseplant ferns, which has changed the colour, texture and look of his poop to be more human size. So it's actually the cat that flicked this poop, not my poor boyfriend. All I can say is I'm not sure I'll ever make this up to him.
No, sorry, but the fact we couldn't rule it out, the fact there was a shadow of a doubt that they could be your boyfriend's poo nugs, and he gaslit himself into being mortified himself. Also. Because you have got to be...
Generally.
You've got to be pulling some shapes to think there's even the slightest possibility that a nugget could fly from your arsehole into a packet of facial wipes.
I mean, generally, if you find poo around the house and you have an animal in the house... It's pinned on the animal, right?
Or the baby, if you have a...
Or the
yeah.
baby. But the poo nugget, you know, I'd think that's better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go straight to Dave.
No. Also, if it was in a drawer, a bit like a cat's more likely... Who's more likely to shit in a drawer? My cat or my husband? But, sorry, what is this about his bum hole?
This is the bit I don't quite get.
What's a loo fresh disc?
A loo fresh disc.
I know what a loo fresh disc is. It's the thing you put in the loo so that it makes it smell nicer. He must... Oh, I see.
Must have pooed on that.
Now, I can't judge. You might remember when we first launched this podcast. Do you remember when I was having a wee and I tried to do up my shoelaces?
And you pissed on the wall.
And I pissed on the wall because I lifted my leg up and I ended up pissing on the wall. Maybe he was pulling a move like that, you know, shivering around and then it's...
Oh,
and
but then it's more acceptable with a piss.
But it landed somewhere within the loo bowl, if it landed on the loo fresh disc.
Okay, this is making more sense. Loo fresh disc. Okay.
I'm going to Google
it. So he's pooed on the loo fresh disc,
which
basically.
Is really, I mean, that's an accident. But pooing in the drawer, that seems deliberate and obscene. I like that we had no idea what a loo fresh disc was.
A loo fresh disc.
That is funny that he poos on that, because that's really gross and it feels like absolutely wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's
you've
disgusting.
Got the freshener.
I would lose
to
my
combat
mind.
Combat the poo.
I would lose my mind.
What a dirty protest. He's shitting on the very thing that you bought because of his shit.
If I went into my bathroom and I saw that Dave had pooed on the loo fresh disc, I would lose my mind.
Fair enough. So just on mysterious things in drawers, I had a friend once. I don't know why I said I have a friend once. She's still my friend. I had a friend.
Oh, did you? You have a friend once?
Bless you. It was nice.
How long for?
She went away. Not from me. Not from me. Not from me. Not from me. She had a fish in a tank.
Oh.
And she came home, she'd been away for a few weeks, and she came back and the fish was missing. And it was like, where the fuck is the fish? Like, where the fuck's the fish? She had a goldfish and it was gone.
Right.
And it was like, there were no cats. There was nowhere that the fish could have gone.
No animals in the house.
No animals in the house. And it was like, where the fuck is this fish? And it was like, it was when we were at school, it was like a mystery. It was like, where is this fish?
Where is the fish?
Went on for weeks. And it was just like, it was just...
Wait,
it
let me guess.
Like,
don't tell me.
It was just...
Go on.
No, I mean, you can guess. But like, she checked, she surveyed the area around the tank, but there was no fish. But how would a fish... You know what? It just... There was no fish.
Disintegrate.
No. There was no fish. Months passed. Weeks, maybe. I was young. Time stretched on. She opened her top drawer.
Oh.
Got a Lemsip. She had a cold.
Oh, God.
Lemsip pack was heavy. She lifted it up. The fish, bless its heart.
No.
She'd filled the tank up because she knew she was going away, so she filled it to the top. The fish
it
had
out.
Flapped out. Flop, 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 flop. Into the desk drawer. Everyone's looking at me horrified. Where it had subsequently died. And she'd basically been harbouring a dead fish for weeks. in their drawer.
Did it eat the lime sip?
I don't think so. I think it died before it got the chance. I want to know if
it's just
it
resting on the lime sip.
It just died. It got stuck because it went and like got stuck to
it. Oh my god, that made me feel sad.
Yeah, very sad. And actually, it just occurred to me, why didn't it smell? Anyway, yeah. So I always think of that when I like random desk drawers.
They're
now.
They're probably too small to smell, aren't they, little goldfish?
No, have you ever smelled a dead mouse?
Actually, kippers smell bad, don't they? And sardines, and they're tiny.
Kippers are ginormous.
Oh, that's not what I mean. What do you get in a can? Sardines.
Yeah,
right?
But also. Yeah, but they don't smell of death. They just smell of sardine.
What do you get in anchovies in Caesar salad?
But they don't smell of death.
Oh, okay.
Like when something dies, it rots.
Yeah.
You know, like death is quite a specific smell.
Oh, that must have been traumatic as a child as well.
We were like teenagers. Okay. It wasn't great, but then she had to tell everyone because we'd all been like, oh,
where's the fish?
Where's the fish? Where's the... found it.
Dead on a lime sip packet in the
dead
drawer.
Dead on a lime sip packet in the drawer.
Fuck.
I know, it's not great, is
okay,
it?
Well, like, you feel like you've brought us all down here.
I know. In my head, that was a funnier story than what it was. In reality, it's just
sad.
It's a bit bleak, actually, yeah.
It's so bleak.
It's not great. Do you think she murdered it? Was that, you know, manslaughter at best?
It's definitely manslaughter.
Yeah, it's not great.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I have an embarrassing gym story.
Oh, good. Good embarrassing. Good embarrassment.
Let's bring us back up after your sad fish tail.
Yeah, sorry.
A fish tail.
Love your work.
That was really good. Well done, me. Okay, for context, I'm a foreigner living abroad and I don't speak the local language perfectly just yet. My instinct is to respond to everyone in English.
Fair enough. That will be my instinct until the day that I die. It doesn't matter if tomorrow we were beaten by the Spanish in a war and for fear of being shot, I had to speak Spanish for the rest of my life. I would still reply in English.
Yes, that's totally fair enough. I was at my gym, music in my AirPods, working out at a cable machine when one of the regulars came up to me, pointing at one of the grips, asking if he could borrow it. I automatically replied, "Please go ahead," smiling cheerfully at him, to which he gave the most horrific stink eye I've ever seen in my life and started to turn away. I quickly took my AirPod out and proceeded to say that I meant that, of course, he can take the attachment. Clearly confused, he grabbed it, mumbled thanks and walked off. It took me a second, but I realised he must have misunderstood me and probably thought what I said was, "Please go away."
Please go away.
With a disturbingly wide smile on my face.
Please go away. I love that.
I do like that.
So I've got a morally awkward situation. That is the title of this email.
Go on.
I hate these. Not the email. I hate the...
Morally awkward situation.
I hate a morally awkward situation.
Yeah.
Hi guys, love you both on Instagram and the pod so much. Everything you stand for is amazing and everything you've taught me is amazing too, so thank you so much.
Aww.
Thank you. I have a dilemma and would like your guys' opinions on it. On our run club's Christmas night out, one of the girls was seen snogging the coach. Now this wouldn't be an issue, but she's in a long-term relationship and has two children with her partner. I didn't witness the kiss, but three of my friends did, one of which is 10 years younger than me. I'm 30. And asked her my advice on whether she should say anything to anyone or not because she sees me as a voice of reason. I told her for the time being she should just forget what she saw as it's got nothing to do with either of us. But it's been 2 weeks now and I cannot stop thinking about it, especially since the girl who kissed the coach is a good friend of mine and has suddenly started doing one-to-one sessions with him. We were all very drunk. Our coach rarely drinks and I know she can't remember much of the night after a certain point, which includes when the kiss happens. Or maybe she's just saying that. Do I let her know that the three girls saw them kiss and they've told me? Or do I forget I know anything and advise them to forget it too? I know she'll feel awful about it if she knows, if I tell her what she's done. Is it worth it? What if her longtime boyfriend finds out somehow? What do I do? Thanks, guys. Love you.
This is morally awkward. I thought initially it was going to be, should I tell the husband? And I was like, absolutely not. But should you tell her? And if people are talking about it, so she doesn't know.
She doesn't know
that she did it.
She says she doesn't know that she did it. Or no one's ever mentioned it. Mm. It sounds like she's saying, I can't remember the night.
I mean, knowing how mortified I would be if I knew that people were talking about that behind my back, I would say, don't tell me. I'm guessing she knows that she did it.
For a different reason, would say, don't tell me.
Go on.
I would say, if she did it, there's obviously something going on in her relationship, yes. In her head.
Yeah.
I don't think I would feel good in myself. I think the guilt alone would make me feel so fucking horrific.
Yeah.
And that's kind of between me and me.
Yeah.
And I would need to work out,
yeah,
knowing my partner, knowing my circumstances, knowing my situation,
yeah,
what the right thing to do was. To pull in external sources, I think, would just exacerbate the turmoil that she's in. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just think you also didn't see it.
Right. And then to let people know, to let her know that you know, but through other people, that's hard to hear.
I mean, and perhaps, you know, he lurched and she was like, oh, and then it was like, oh, and then, oh, perhaps they had a conversation afterwards and she was like, that can't happen. Yeah. I'm in a relationship. You don't know. You've got this one tiny piece of information. And I think...
And maybe something is going on with the coach. And if it is, then that's her thing to work out. Yeah. She has to work that out herself.
And whether or not people know it is sort of irrelevant because, you know, she's doing it. That's between her and her and her marriage. And I wouldn't. And actually, I've actually weirdly kind of known a situation like this in my own life a long time ago. And I think... You think you're going to do something.
Yeah.
And you think you know the right thing. And you think and you think and you think. And like from sitting here, it's so easy to be like, yeah, well, I wouldn't. I this and I, and this is wrong. And actually, you've got the potential to completely ruin her life.
Yeah.
And it's just...
And I'm presuming she knows she did it. Like, you can be really drunk, but she's going to know that happened.
Yeah.
If she genuinely didn't know, you'd know. I'm pretty sure that she will have.
She might genuinely. Known. Like, I have had one night in my life where I was quite simply the drunkest I have ever been. Can't remember a fucking thing.
That's true.
By all accounts, was carried out at the party like a dead horse and put to bed, and then I escaped naked and ran down the corridor. Not great. Not great. I've only got anecdotal. It was really, really, really bad.
Wish we had footage.
Are you kidding? Have I never told you about this? It was the service elevator.
No.
Oh my god! And my friend Anna's wedding.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Yeah.
I was a bridesmaid. Have I never told you this?
No.
I don't know what happened. I'm not a massive drinker. Used to be a bit more, but I'm not. And I'd never got blackout drunk before.
Right.
This night, the last thing I remember, there was this guy. Like, so Anna married a guy in the military, and I knew them. I know they're both through Help for Heroes. This guy didn't, I mean, he was like, I mean, he was hardcore, like power, like whatever. I really didn't know him very well. He didn't have any legs. That was by the by. But apart from the fact it's relevant because he was standing at the bar. And I said, everyone got tequilas.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, have a tequila. And he was like, no, I don't want a tequila. And I went, you know what, Steve? You drink like a little bitch. And I stole his drink. Ran up the stairs with his drink. Can't go get it. That was fucking horrible of me. That is the last thing I remember. By all accounts, I fell asleep standing up on the dance floor.
Oh,
there is a photo
God.
Of me singing, like stealing the microphone singing. Don't remember that.
Oh,
I was then
God.
Carried to bed by Alex Ross and my friend Frankie. My friends Ross and Frankie. Like arms up, like, and feet up, like a dead cow. Like, taken, like, for a sacrifice. They couldn't get me up the stairs, so they put me in the service lift, which they then had to run and meet at the top because there wasn't room for anything beyond my body in it. Good to know if you're planning on killing anyone at Stoke Park. Got upstairs. They put me in the room. don't remember. I genuinely, I don't have any of this. I just have this anecdote. We should have Alex in here to tell the story. They put me in there, took my dress off, took my 15,000 hair clips out, left me naked in the room, left the door open. Well, they were going to leave me. I made a break for freedom, ran down the corridor, bumped into my friend Frankie's dad.
Naked.
Naked. They got me back, put me back in the room.
Oh my God.
Then left me in there, then locked me in there, which I think was sensible. And Alex said he came in and found me at the end of the party, and I was sitting naked on the chair, like I was waiting for the door to open. And I genuinely I've never felt shame like it because it came back
surprised.
To me. It came back to me the next day. Because the only thing I remembered is, you know what, Steve, you drink like a little bitch. I posted him £14 in the post, you know, for those drinks because I felt so guilty. It's like, you don't know me very well, but I remember stealing your drink and I remember them being really expensive and I'm really sorry. So I posted him £14, like, pound coins and all. And that was the last thing I remembered. And then people coming up to me being like, oh, you were a hoot on the dance floor. Oh, you in the microphone. And then, oh, I saw you being carried to bed. And it was the worst. It's been 10 years.
I've never
nearly.
Seen you like that. I've never seen you like that. But I can't
never
imagine.
I've never been like that. Genuinely, I've never been like that in my whole life. That's the one time. So just to say on that, there is a possibility that she was blackout drunk.
Okay, yeah.
Because that was the only time. Never had it again. You know, I've been drunk. I've had other times in my life where I've been very drunk, but never like that.
That took the biscuit.
I don't know how. I was literally, I remember eating a whole load of biscuits, actually, in that chair. Apparently, Alex came back and there was biscuits everywhere. I'd eaten loads of them. Isn't that bizarre?
That is really bizarre.
I know. But luckily for myself, I was a hoot, like fun drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to do it to myself. If I was a bad drunk, I wouldn't be able to do it. I've got too much anxiety. At least I know I'm a good drunk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, well, at least
fun.
Whatever happens,
yeah,
I'm bringing the vibes up.
Even you know? People laughing at me.
Yeah.
At least they're laughing.
Yeah. It's like, no harm here. It's just fuck. But because I simply, that's, yeah, anyway, I don't really drink that much anymore. Probably why. I don't think I've actually drunk that much since then because it was fucking terrifying.
Well, I'm not surprised.
How have I never told you that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh my God, poor Anna. Like, what a shit bridesmaid. I did at least wait until, like, all my duties were done.
Yeah.
I saw the first dance.
If
and
it
then
was tequila time,
off.
you're all right. You made it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I made it. I made it. I was a little bit drunk.
You probably
in the church,
made the wedding. She probably loved it.
Yeah, to be fair, she wasn't annoyed, which is good. Okay, no, good. She wasn't. They weren't annoyed. They had every right to be. but I was a feature, I think, being put in the service lift. How embarrassing. Literally squished in like a corpse.
God, that's.
And then they had to sprint up to meet me at the top because they didn't want me coming back down again. I actually got invited to an event at Stoke Park like 5 years later and I went to go and look at the service lift because I wanted to see if it would like rejig any memory. It didn't. I've got a photo of myself in it the second time I went. It didn't rejig anything. So annoying.
Wow.
Isn't that
super
nuts?
Drunk.
Isn't super drunk. But like, why couldn't I have just thrown up like a normal drunk person? Why did I have to go on that kind of... Anyway.
That is like my one time at my sister's wedding when I got horrifically drunk and I rugby tackled Dave onto the ground outside, full on rugby tackled him over, and then decided that I don't know why I was in the rugby tackling mood, but I was. And then it was in a marquee and I rugby tackled my cousin's husband, who is a South African guy who's like 6'3" and a really big rugby lad. And I rugby tackled him onto one of the tables in the marquee, broke the table. We both ended up on the floor, obviously, with a broken table. And I got carried into the car. My dad carried me into the car and we went home. And then there were sandwiches in the fridge for the next day. Mum bought them like from Costco sandwiches for everyone for the next day. And I was trying to eat them and everyone was trying to stop me. So they put me to bed. And then as soon as no one was looking, I'd run back down and like eat the sandwiches and then someone would come and take me to bed and then I'd run back down.
I can't get past the rugby tackling. What do you mean?
I woke up.
You rugby tackled Dave.
I rugby tackled him.
Like, you took the ground. You took a run up.
And I was a bridesmaid, had his pretty dress on.
You took a run up?
I took a run up. I took a run up and flew at him.
What?
I flew at him. What? We were both covered in mud because it was raining and it had been raining and it was muddy and we were outside and I don't know. I have no idea.
Doing the dancing?
we were standing outside.
If you say just before.
The dance, the dancing was in the marquee and we were just outside of the marquee.
What time was this?
I know that I had to go home early, so, but not that early. It's probably like 11.
That's not great.
That's
made me feel
no, it was
a
really bad.
Lot
it
better.
Was really bad. I had the worst shame, the worst beer fear, the worst anxiety, and I was like,
you tackled
Your cousin's my boyfriend.
My cousin's husband.
That is not a close enough link.
He's also a lot older than me. It's like an older cousin. And he's very big and very tall.
Why him? Did you just see red?
No idea. I don't remember. I don't know.
You thought it'd be funny? Or you're angry?
Rugby tackled him into the table, and then the table broke, and he's on the floor, and I'm on the floor, and the table's broken.
You know what? The more, you know, we do this quite a lot, like, oh, who would win in a fight? And I'd be like, it's you. It's fucking you. You're insane.
I'm a brute. I woke up the next day. I've got to find a picture of it. My bruise was all over from my leg to my bum to my back. I was black.
But I don't understand why you did it.
No, I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, someone must have planted the idea in my head. I don't think it
wasn't organic.
Dave's suit was just like wrecked.
When was this? Is it Jen's wedding?
Yeah, Jen's wedding.
Oh my God.
So like 5 years ago. Yeah, 5 years ago. No, 6 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And I haven't got drunk like that since.
Yeah,
obviously.
That makes me feel better about Anna's wedding now.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of just like fucking lousy bridesmaids over here. Jesus Christ. That's deranged. We're a mess.
But I think being a bridesmaid almost makes you more like, because then you let loose.
Agree. And they do and say, you know, no one likes a pissed up bride. So it's like, it's quite
it's on
useful.
Your shoulders.
But, and I did say that to her the next day. I was like, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, she's such a good sport, you know, because I think a lot of brides would have been really fucked off.
And
she's always laughed. They've always just ripped the shit out of me for that and thought it was so funny.
I would think it's hilarious, as long as like no one was harmed. I would think, you know, it was hilarious.
After my wedding, we've got the ring camera. Because I got married at home.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got the ring camera. And we've got the ring camera on the back door. And then we've got one of the security cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Into the garden.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how much footage I've got?
Oh, my God.
It's so funny. I can't even say any of it here because it's too incriminating.
Seriously.
But, like, I was
so
watching for something specific. And I can't remember. Oh, I know. I was looking for something specific for a friend, for one of my bridesmaids. I only had three. One of them's getting married. One of them's my sister. So it's the other one. Yeah, because she'd made some choices and she'd found a friend and she couldn't remember what had gone on. So I was like, oh, I'll check the camera. Lol. That set me off on
oh
a path.
God.
And while I was looking for that footage, I watched everybody leave. Like, you could see everybody
oh my God.
Leaving.
And that's the best thing
it's
to
the
watch.
It's the best watching. I saw one of my friends have the biggest fight.
Oh, no.
And it's so funny because they're drunk and they're really, like, gesticulating, but, like, missing each other. Like, so good. They've got no idea. And then, yeah, saw another couple, like, sneak off. They've been, like, married for a while and they, like, snuck off. Like, oh, you get it, girls. I know. Snuck off. It's just so great having this footage. It's so great.
That's really good.
I know,
that's
so
really
fun.
Yeah.
I would, like, if it weren't incredibly creepy, if you're planning a wedding, set up a camera somewhere. It's really creepy.
That's pretty creepy.
But I wish someone had footage of me at Anna's wedding.
I know,
oh my God.
So good.
I mean, there is just literally this one of me singing. I can't sing.
Famously.
What was I doing?
I don't know.
What was I doing?
Don't do that again.
Don't do that again. No, I would have loved it if my bridesmaids had got.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'd have loved it.
There were people all over the place at my wedding. Drunken bums.
I think all my bridesmaids had just had babies at my wedding, I think. Anyway, we have completely gone off on a tangent.
Sorry,
but
yeah,
to this girl, I would say I would lean towards don't.
Yeah, because
don't say
okay,
anything.
First of all, there is a chance that she just doesn't remember it. Small chance,
yeah,
but a chance.
Yeah.
Very small chance, but a chance.
Yeah.
If that's the case, telling her is just going to kill her.
Ignorance is bliss.
Agree. If she knows, mm-hmm. most likely she's already beating herself up.
Yeah.
She's working out what to do within the context of her own relationship.
Right.
And if you're telling her, you're just going to add so much anxiety.
Yeah.
So much stress. And there's mm-hmm. literally no need. Unless one of those girls is going to go and tell her husband and you want to give the heads up.
Yeah.
But that seems unlikely. It's a run club. You know, like, it's not like, it's not like an NCT group or whatever. You know, it's
exactly.
like there's not this connection to the partner. It doesn't sound like she's going to be bringing a partner to meet the coach anytime soon.
Nope.
So I'd say just lead them to it. And I completely get your situation and it's an absolute shitter. But I just think as I grow up, I'm just like, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Yeah. This, yeah. Shit stirring is just tiring, really.
Exhausting.
I don't want to stir
doesn't
shit.
Well,
you know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's
no,
just like,
absolutely not.
I've got more to do than this.
No. What a stir gravy. I think that's like, You know, like, people have intrusive thoughts. I think I have intrusive, like, I don't know, intrusive...
Dad jokes.
Yeah, like, sentence, like, intrusive things that I say, and then I'm like, I didn't want to say that, you know? I really didn't want to say that. I hate myself. Right, on that note.
It's so specific, though, because, you know, Daisy said yesterday, have you seen Bridget Jones?
Of course I have.
Okay, good. That's what, sorry, that's what I
thought. That's a weird question.
Because I love Bridget Jones. It's literally my favourite thing in the world. I know,
yeah, it's good.
I know it's problematic.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I know she's only 8 stone. And she could, I can lift her up with my one finger. It's by the by. Fucking love that film. Everything about it. I'm obsessed. Yeah. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to go home and watch it. Anyway, you know at the beginning?
Yeah.
When she's like, there's lumpy gravy. And she's I'm gonna sieve the gravy. And she's like, don't sieve it, Una. Just stir it. You know that bit? Right at the beginning.
I can't remember.
So Daisy said yesterday. Anyway, Daisy looked just like Una yesterday in a really good way.
Looked just like Una.
Yeah, she had like the...
And you said that Una was Miss Honey in Matilda.
Is Una Miss... I'm a bit confused by this.
Is Una Bridget Jones?
I'm actually offended that you thought I meant Una. I meant the young one that's going out with Colin Firth.
Oh my God, you bitch. Wait, I don't even know who Una is. Love Actually.
See,
no, not Love Actually.
Who's like 60 in this film. I did not mean her.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Oh my God, you...
I meant Embeth Davis. Who's way hotter. And fuck you.
Okay, she's quite old.
That is...
I'm sorry.
Daisy looked genuinely upset.
Oh, she's fuming. I'm sorry, I think she looked great, Celia Imrie. She just is a bit older than what I thought.
It's just quite different to what Daisy was thinking.
Oh, Daisy, you do look like Colin Firth's wife in that.
Yes, that's the exact same hair.
That's the right one, with the hair.
look how fuming she is. She's livid. Right, we're off. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
Love you. See you on Monday, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? Is part of the Acast Creator Network.